WCDO and WCDO FM, Sydney, W222CR, Norwich. It's time now for high school soccer. And to call all the action, here's Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. High school soccer again this week here on WCDL. We're glad to have you along. I'm Nate Lull. I'm joined by Greg Bonskowski tonight, GMU Athletic Director. Glad to have him here. I thought, you know, it's not basketball season yet, but we can get the old band back together. Why not, right?
Yeah, and it's at one of my former schools, so I'm happy to be here tonight, excited.
I know that you are, you know, you spent a lot of time here at Unitigo. I thought it might be special for you to come and call this game with me. Under the lights, it's a neat experience for the student-athletes to play on the football field under the lights, especially for Unitigo athletes. You know, they're always usually playing up on the upper field, but here tonight, a cool opportunity on senior night.
Yeah, and I mean, you're always excited when it's senior night, but you're also excited if you get the opportunity to play under the lights. That's like a huge thing to any athlete. And to top it off, you have the local rivalry of, you know, your neighbor down the road, your arch rival, the Sydney Warriors, are here to take on the Spartans.
That's what I thought as well, that it would be a lot of fun to be here for this old-school rivalry game. Want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto pregame show, of course. Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney. And at Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best here in tonight's game. So a very important game in the division here. They are both in the same division, Division 1 of the MAC standings. And Greg, also a big game for Unitigo in terms of sectionals.
Yeah, you get to this point in the season, and every game matters. It really doesn't matter what your record is, because you're either trying to position yourself for the right spot for league playoffs, or you're trying to position yourself so you can qualify for sectionals, or to get the right seed in sectionals to maybe have a home game, or to get the right draw so you can advance in sectionals. So big game for both teams.
We're going to take a break here on the Butler Auto pregame show. Judy Patel will be singing the national anthem. We'll take a break and be right back. High school soccer tonight on CDO.
Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your friends from JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge proudly support high school sports and hopes our local teams enjoy fun and successful seasons. Moms and dads, remember JM Electrical Contracting for all types of electrical work, from complete rewiring to electric panel upgrades and so much more. Plus, we sell, install, and service Generac generators for peace of mind in case of a power outage. So call Josh Missler at 895-PLUG. That's 895-7584 for JM Electrical Contracting of Bainbridge, a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO.
Curtis Lumber, your local full-service home center and lumberyard, has just what you're looking for. Builders, contractors, and do-it-yourselfers rely on Curtis Lumber for expert advice and premium brands priced right, including Anderson Windows, Owens Corning Roofing, and DeWalt Tools. Plus, Curtis Lumber offers daily delivery service. Stop in and see the friendly pros at Curtis Lumber on Main Street in Sydney and Hale Street in Norwich for all your project needs.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back to Butler Auto pregame show here tonight. Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski. We also have Eric Harrington helping us here tonight. Eric is a local student at SUNY Oneonta. He's doing some intern work with me this year, so he's going to be keeping track of some stats for us as well tonight. And I can't forget Jim Tomeo, our in-game producer, back in our Sydney Main Street studios. So our second soccer game that we're doing on the radio this year, hoping to do a few more. But, you know, Greg, it's amazing when you think about it. The league championships are, what, a week away, pretty much, week and a half away?
Yeah, I mean, next weekend you'll have all the league championship games up at the Wright National Soccer Campus there in Oneonta. So it seems like it takes forever kind of in the summer for the fall sports season to start. And then all of a sudden it starts, and then before you know it, it's almost over.
It's so different than the grind of basketball, which honestly seems like it just goes on forever when you think about, what, November to possibly March. Basketball always seems so long to me. Soccer, I feel like I blink, and you're in sectionals. So, and Soccer Saturday, as I like to call it, is one of my favorite days of the year. It's going to be October 14th up at the Wright National Soccer Campus. We'll talk a little bit more about that during our halftime break, but we're going to have the MAC is back this year, so the MAC will have their two championship games there, as well as the Tri-Valley League and the Delaware League. We can give you those times as well, and that'll be a lot of fun no matter who gets there. And the Tri-Valley, a lot of big games next week with the playoffs coming.
Yeah, and you just hope on that day that you have good weather. There's been some years where it's been, you know, downright nasty, cold, raining, and that's not any fun, and you want the kids to have the right conditions to have a championship contest. So,
well, just we've talked about it on my podcast several times. I think it was 2 years ago now, that Unitego-Franklin boys game. The rain just came down, and it was pouring, their championship game there in Oneonta. I thought for sure that they were going to cancel that game, and they went out and played those fields, testament to those grass fields there. The drainage was great, but I don't think I've ever seen a rainier soccer game than that.
No, and I think that was the same year that we moved the Tri-Valley Girls Championship off of the field that it was supposed to be played on. We were very fortunate that they have extra fields there at the Wright National Soccer Campus, so we moved the girls' Tri-Valley game to a different field because the field that they were supposed to play on was all chewed up from a previous game. So they do a phenomenal job of accommodating the leagues and allowing us to use their facility for the games, and it's a great facility and opportunity for the kids to play on, you know, those great soccer fields up there.
Greg, can you give us an update on the standings right now, the MAC standings, because this is a big division game. The MAC has gone back to the two divisions, Division 1 and Division 2. The winner of each division will go to the MAC championship game. Unitego and Sydney on the same side. What are things looking like right now?
So Sydney's at the top of Division 1 with a division record of 3-0. Delhi is currently in second place with a division record of 1-2, and Unitego has a division record of 0-2. But I think there are some crucial games coming up here in the next week or so that those standings could certainly move around quite a bit. Sydney appears to be in the driver's seat, but you need to take care of business one game at a time.
And that was their division record. How about overall MAC record in terms of playing against the other division as well?
All right, overall MAC record for Sydney is 5-1. Delhi is 4-1, and Unitego is 3-2.
What's been confusing this year is anybody can beat anybody, as we are just underway here on the football field between Unitego girls and Sydney. Unitego has one of the best wins of the year over Unadilla Valley, 4-2, and UV has almost looked unstoppable at times on the girls' side. So you just never know. I guess it's like any sport, any given day. As Unitego's in the green uniforms, the white trim, they are going left to right, and Sydney is in the white uniforms with the maroon trim, and they will be going right to left. So we'll settle in here, Sydney against Unitego at the U here tonight. And a boot back up from the Unitego defense. We'll get in behind, and Bailey McCoy is going to have a chance to run on to this. Fires a shot, but it gets tipped away and wide right of the net. Good early opportunity for Unitego. And that's one thing. If you can get an athlete like Bailey McCoy going, that certainly will help.
Yeah, they were unfortunate there. I think if she could have gotten like a half a step, she could have cut off the Sydney defender, and she would have been one-on-one with the goalie. But give credit to the Sydney defender for hustling back and challenging the ball there. And Bailey's shot just went a little wide to the right.
Goal kick coming here for Sydney. And they'll boom one out to just above the 18, picked off here by Unitego, and they'll look to work it back in on the right side as they'll settle in. Always a good game when Sydney and Unitego get together. Again, thanks for joining us on the Butler Auto pregame show, and we'll have our Morabito Energy Products halftime show later tonight when we get that far, as we're about a minute and a half in here between the Spartans and Sydney. Unitego getting a ball deep into the right corner. Can they get a cross off here on the goal line? And it's scooped up there by the Sydney goalkeeper, Paige Duknowski. So Sydney with some early chances here. knocking on the door, as that was Lily Barnes with that cross. Back to midfield. Ball pinballing around, scooped up by the Warriors now as they'll look to go to the right wing side just 2 minutes in. Again, and we are scoreless. Trying to work one forward here as Sydney will love to try to get the ball to one of their leading scorers, Abdelaziz, LaBoy.
Nice defense there by Unitico's Riley Himes to get a little touch and get that away from the Sydney forward.
Throwing now for Sydney in front of their own bench. Again, we're on the football field here tonight. Great opportunity for a game under the lights. Sydney used to playing under the lights as they have their beautiful turf facility, of course, up at SCS. So they're used to these night games. Unitico, a rare treat to play one at home. Sydney working it in deep here with Abdeliz LaBoy. Centering pass, looking for Miley, and it's knocked away. So we're about 3 minutes in, and Unitico looking to clear in front of their own bench.
That was not a bad centering pass by Sydney, but I thought that the girl carrying the ball there, she had a little bit more space. She could have taken that a little closer to the goal before crossing it, but she wanted to cross it. She thought she had numbers and just didn't work out.
Both teams trying to settle in here. Unitico with possession on the throw, and they go back to the middle of the field in their own defensive end. Sydney will pick off this pass, and they're going to have a chance to get this ball in deep to the right wing corner across here. Pinballs around the box and knocked out of there by the Unitico defense. As that was Alex Newbert on the cross there, just couldn't get it home. Sydney now with a throw-in after Unitico kicked it out on that far side, and the defense again wanting to reset is able to just knock it out of bounds. So Sydney trying to settle in here in their own offensive end. So we're scoreless here. High school soccer tonight on WCDO. Miley at the top of the key, at the top of the box, I should say, knocked away. She'll retain possession and try to knock one in over the line and out. So we'll have a goal kick. So both teams have had a couple of early opportunities. Nothing real clean yet, but both teams have gotten in deep and had a chance to set up. Like I said, MAC girls soccer this year, you never know. Talking to the Sydney coaching staff before the game, they said, you know, Green has one win on the season. It comes against Sydney, who is sitting in first place. So it's one of those things where the bottom of the league and the top of the league, there's not a huge difference in terms of the level of play there.
Yeah, and you mentioned Unitico has a non-division win against Unadilla Valley, who's at the top of Division Two.
UV and BG are playing today, so we'll have to keep an eye on that game as well, that game being played down in Bainbridge. I believe under the lights there down in Bainbridge. So we'll try to keep an eye on that, get some score updates for you. Unitico defense still trying to work it out of their own end here. Sydney passing one to the left wing corner of the box. Unitico goalie coming out. Sydney with a centering pass here. Can they get a foot on it? No. Sydney cannot find the loose ball, and Unitico was able to clear with 6 minutes in. Probably the best opportunity of the game, but Sydney just could not get on that ball despite the Unitico keeper being out.
Yeah, the Unitico keeper made a good hustle play to get out there. I was impressed that Unitico had two or three of their defenders back in the goal because the goalkeeper, where it was out, they did a good job clearing that ball.
Yeah, Dixie Baglioli is the keeper here for Unitico. I like the aggressiveness. Came out to the corner and just got a little unlucky. Centering pass again here for Sydney. At the top of the 18, cleared away by the Unitico defense. As they'll work one over to the far side here with Lizzie Kraft. Kraft lost control of it. Newbert's going to bring it back in here for Sydney. Chops one back, but the Unitico defense was there. Off the leg of a Unitico defender and out of bounds. That was Caitlin Henn, so we'll have an early corner here for Sydney. We're about 7 minutes in, and we're scoreless. High school girls soccer tonight here on WCDO. So Miley will be doing the corner kick here. Good curving ball into the box. It's right there, tipped, and a second chance opportunity. No, and Lizzie Kraft's able to clear. Baglioli just got a piece of it, denying Sydney in front.
Yeah, she just barely got a fingertip on that and pushed it to the outside the left post, and then Unitico did a nice job clearing it. Lizzie Kraft there just got it out of there.
On a beautiful corner kick. Sydney sending it back in again, but Baglioli is there, scoops it up in the breadbasket, and now we'll walk it out before we'll get a punt here. So Sydney with some early opportunities. And it seems like from my perspective for Sydney, they either score one goal or they score six. There doesn't seem to be an in-between. Coach Gravelin and I always have a joke. She said, I'm not always sure who's going to show up tonight. We have the team that can really fill it up, and then once in a while we have those games. And soccer is cruel like that. You know, Coach, that some nights it just will not go in the back of the net.
Yeah, I mean, it's similar to other sports, too. Like in baseball, a lot of times, or softball, you'll have a whole bunch of hits or just a few hits. In basketball, it seems like everybody's shooting well or nobody is. So it's similar in that regard, that either you have a lot of goals or just a few.
Free kick here for Unitigo, hit back to midfield and taken by Bailey McCoy. She tries to enter it in, but it's stolen back by the Sydney defense, and they'll knock it out of there. A clearing pass all the way up to Abdeliz, a centering pass into the front of the net here. Baglioli is able to scoop it up. And again, Sydney with a good opportunity. So we're 8 minutes in. We're scoreless. We'll take a break. High school soccer here tonight. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back. We're 10 minutes in here at Unitigo tonight. Unitigo girls soccer hosting Sydney in a Big Mac contest here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Our web stream, as always, is brought to you by SFCU. Same as the other sports we do, we record these games, and then we go back and put them on WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, again, all courtesy of SFCU. And so the ball passed ahead here looking for Bailey McCoy, and it looks so far like Sydney is doing a good job of making sure they know where Bailey McCoy is at all times, the leading scorer for this Unitigo team. McCoy gets it off a throw in here in front of the Sydney bench looking for the right corner. Passes back to Barnes, who hammers one in, and it goes to the top of the box and scooped up here by Paige Duknowski, the Sydney goalie. I saw before the game that Paige was down there working with Susanna Johnson, who we recently had on the Nate Lull podcast. And, of course, she is the Sydney softball coach, but also was a phenomenal goalie for Edmiston and was on their state championship team back in 2008. So we had a great time on the show. I'm going down memory lane talking about that great Edmiston team and going to the state championship. They went into overtime in every game of the state tournament. So it was a lot of pressure for a goalie, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So if you want to listen to that, you can find it on NateLull.com, WCDOsports.com. That's a recent episode, again, with Sydney's Susanna Johnson. So she was down there warming up Paige Duknowski before the game, and I said, boy, you're learning from the best, Paige. So she said, yeah, now that, and then Coach Johnson said, yeah, now they all know that I played in, you know, played goalie in high school. So thanks a lot, Nate. I said, all right.
Gave away a secret.
Yeah, she is one of those people, and you probably know too, Greg, as here is Abdeliz Delaboy getting in here for Sydney. Tries to hammer a shot towards another little sidewinder, was picked up by the Unitigo defense, and Baglioli was able to scoop that off the grass. Some of those people, they go and they do these amazing things, like win a state championship. I don't think most of her players know that she was on that team. It's kind of funny. Sydney with the ball, they'll knock it out of bounds, so a Unitigo throw. Pretty even contest so far here between Unitigo and Sydney girls, as expected.
Yeah, Sydney has kind of maintained possession of it a little longer. The ball's kind of been in their half of the field a little more than Unitigo, but both teams have had good scoring opportunities. Sydney maybe a couple more.
28 minutes to go here in this first half. We are scoreless. a key MAC girls contest, as each division winner will go to the MAC championship game, which will be October 14th in Oneonta. And both these teams still fighting to stay alive. In fact, Sydney is in the driver's seat in their division. Unitigo trying to do something about that here late in the regular season. So a throw-in as they look for Bailey McCoy. And again, the Sydney defense is there to knock it out of bounds. But another throw-in for the Spartans.
So how many division games do they play? They play each other twice?
That's a good question. Yes, they play each other twice. As this year, they went back to the two divisions. We can talk about that in a minute. As here is Sydney again on the attack. And finally, the Unitigo defense is able to clear. They did a good job there in the back, as that was Madison Bertzel on the clear. They didn't have a MAC championship last year, so I feel like my brain kind of went to mush as they just crowned whoever was on top of the standings for the MAC championship last year. And before that, they had done a couple of different things. I believe at one point, either the girls or the boys had divisions and the others didn't. So it was always kind of confusing. And now we're back to both boys and girls have two divisions. So it's always fun trying to figure all that out, especially at the beginning of the season. Good shot there by Sydney. Baglioli with the save. And now coming back the other way, here's Harley Bertzel trying to turn on the Jets into the left corner of the offensive end. A centering pass. Avery James kicks in the rebound. Duknowski got the initial save. But then right there, Johnny on the spot to put it home, and it's 1-0 for Unitigo. Avery James finishes that off.
Yeah, that was a really nice cross by Bertzel, but you got to give a lot of credit to Avery James. You know, as a coach, you're always telling your forwards, you know, when the ball gets to the goalie, you got to crash the goalie. You got to be there in case the goalie bobbles it and leaves it out. And the goalie made a nice save on the cross, but then the ball was right there, and Avery hustled, was in the right spot at the right time to put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, Duknowski with a good save, but it just popped free, and James was right there to put it home. But what a run there by Harley Bertzel, using that speed to get into the left corner, and a great cross. Wow, so Unitigo strikes first for a 1-0 lead here over Sydney with 26.5 to go in this first half. And the Spartans are looking for more here. Here's James right up the middle. Takes some contact, but gets that ball off to McCoy. Plays it opposite corner for Lily Barnes. Barnes trying to cut it back. Gets around her defender. Centering pass goes right to Duknowski, though, and she's able to grab this one. So a good save here for Sydney. But they trail 1-0.
Yeah, and like you said, there was a great save by the Unitigo goalkeeper right before that. They cleared it, got the ball up to the left side, and Bertzel made that nice run and cross. That resulted in the Unitigo goal.
Yeah, Sydney has had most of the chances, the quality chances so far, but it's Unitigo who buries the first goal of the evening. Sydney trying to answer now as they go right to left. Again, they're in the white uniforms with the maroon trim. Unitigo is in the dark green uniforms with the white trim here tonight under the lights at Unitigo High School. Here's Lizzie Kraft right at midfield. Kraft turning it up to the left side, tries a centering pass looking for James. Good one touch into the corner for McCoy now, running onto it. Sydney defense trying to get back. McCoy centering pass looking for James, denied by the defense. Right back out to McCoy, and Sydney's able to clear before she could get it in. Harley Bertzel, though, says, I'm going to jump on this ball. Still left side. She tries a centering pass, and again the Sydney defense is there. And the ball is pushed to the outside, and Unitigo's going to have to regroup here. So we're 15 minutes in, and it's a 1-0 lead for the Unitigo girls over Sydney. Throw in now for the Spartans as they'll try to go to Harley Bertzel again, looking for Lizzie Kraft. Kraft, again back to midfield, lost control of it, sends it back to Madison Bertzel. And Unitigo with some crisp passing right now. Finally, Sydney's able to take it away. So this ball will pump up to midfield. That'll give us a chance to take a break here with 24 minutes to go in this first half. And on a goal there by Avery James, Unitigo takes a 1-0 lead over Sydney here in the first half. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Law. We'll be back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedule. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
DTC Delhi Telephone Company is a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO. We wish our local teams great success this season, and we remind moms and dads that DTC offers dedicated high-speed internet service to many towns in Delaware County and is continuing to expand our services throughout the county. DTC also provides quality digital cable TV programming, reliable phone service, and home security systems. For more information on DTC high-speed fiber optic internet and our other services, visit DelhiTel.com or call 746-1500.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, welcome back. Nate Lowe, Greg Bonskowski with you tonight. High school soccer on WCDO. We're live in Unitigo, and the Unitigo girls have a 1-0 lead over Sydney with about 23 minutes to go here in the first half. During that break, some good passing, and Unitigo almost with another chance, but just kind of knocked away.
Yeah, Lizzie Kraft had a really nice ball to the flag on the left side of the field, but just was a little miscommunication or a little, like a poor touch over there on the side, and Unitigo kind of had to corral it. They got it to the other side of the field, and they did have a shot here just a second ago, but went through the end line, and Sydney has the goal kick.
So a goal kick coming here for Sydney. Can't get it out of the end. Kept in here by Unitigo as they'll try to go to Kraft back at midfield. Ball taken back, though, by Sydney, and they'll try to use their speed to the outside, but good recovery by the Unitigo defense. And here's Bertzel with a booming kick down at the right wing side. Just stays in. Avery James trying to run on, but then knocked out of play.
Yeah, really nice hustle there in play by number 5, Riley Hines. She helped keep that ball in to play it back to Bertzel, who cleared it back up to get it into the Unitigo side.
Here's James on a throw-in from Barnes, knocked away by Camille Bagley there for Sydney. And they'll get it back to midfield. And the Sydney offense trying to get going, but that Unitigo defense is pushed up, and they're keeping them out and away from the net. Pass here for Unitigo, or throw-in, I should say, to the top of the box and then cleared by the Sydney defense. They needed some breathing room, and they got it now. Madison Bertzel pushes one to the outside, but Abdeliz Laboy is right there to keep it in here for Sydney. Cuts it back from left to right. Moving towards the top of the box. Unitigo defense swarming her, and some physical contact down there in the corner. Ball out of bounds, no call, but we will have a throw-in coming.
And I think it'll stay with Sydney.
Yeah, throw-in will stay here with SCS with 21 minutes to go here in this first half. Miley will run onto this one for Sydney. Through ball here is tipped, and Baglioli will scoop it up here for Unitigo.
Sydney looks like they have some speed up there on their front line. If they could get the ball into space, I think they might be in business.
Great pass from Harley Bertzel looking for Bailey McCoy. She just mistimed it, and the Sydney defense was able to take it away. There's LaBoy pushing a pass to the far side on that right wing for Alex Newbert. She couldn't quite hold on, and a throw-in coming for Unitigo. Unitigo will get a sub here in the meantime, as Haley Barron will check into the game. 20 minutes to go, so we're about halfway through this first half under the lights here tonight at Unitigo. Had a great game I went to yesterday as the Unitigo Franklin boys battled in overtime to a 1-1 draw with Afton Harpersville. So both of those boys' teams are 10-1-1 on the year. That was a great game. Afton Harpersville scored 3 minutes into that contest, and then with 9 minutes left, UF got the equalizer. And then in overtime, it was a back-and-forth affair. And we're hoping for the same thing here tonight, a high-quality contest. This is a MAC contest here tonight. Yesterday was a non-leaguer, as Unitigo Franklin boys playing in the Tri-Valley, and Afton Harpersville currently the best record and the only state-ranked team for the boys in the MAC. And I think Unitego Franklin boys would like to see their name in the state rankings at 10-1-1, but no love from the committee so far. Good motivation, right?
Yep. The only rankings that matter are the ones at the end of the year.
Hear that from a lot of coaches every week when the rankings come out, and I couldn't agree more, honestly. The rankings are fun, they're nice, but they don't mean a whole lot per se.
It's just nice to get some recognition, you know, throughout the state that, oh, you have a successful program. I think that's what, you know, they're looking for, but you can't get too caught up in that as a coach or a player. It just means that, hey, you're having a good season, you got to keep it going.
18:45 to go here in this first half. Sydney moving it up the right wing side. And boy, I was going to say they had a throw-in on the far side, but she ran about an extra 15 yards before she went to throw it in. Now they'll back her up.
And you don't often see soccer officials make that call, so I'm surprised. I think in all the games I've seen this year, that's the first time I've seen that called. So why not try it if you have the throw-in?
Ball bouncing. It takes a Sydney bounce into the box. Can they get a cross off? Here on the right side, Madison Bertzel with good defense denying the entry pass. There from LeBoy.
That looked like she was going to have a clear shot, and all of a sudden it got cut off.
Yeah, it sure did. Unitego girls leading Sydney 1-0 with 18 minutes to go here in the first half on a goal by Avery James and unofficial assist to Harley Bertzel, we'll say. 17:50 to go here in the first half, and another corner. I believe this is the third corner of the night for Sydney. Miley with a good boot curls it to the back post, and they just don't have anybody there. The boy was running onto it but couldn't get there in time. Now it's out of bounds, and a goal kick coming for Unitego, but a great-looking ball there.
Yes, very nice corner. You wouldn't, as a coach, you wouldn't want to put that in any other spot. Sydney had somebody there that was probably a goal.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they just couldn't quite get there in time. Probably one of the most frustrating things I would say I see in my travels is that coaches saying, why don't we have somebody there? How many times have we gone over this in practice, right? We have a place we want to be on that back post, and nobody's there.
Well, you could say the Unitego goal was scored because Avery James was in the right place at the right time. I know lots of coaches say when there's a shot on goal, you need to crash the goal because you never know when that loose ball is going to show up. Unitego was there, Avery James was there, and put it in the back of the net.
Yeah, very opportunistic there for Unitego, and Avery James always seems to have that knack. She seems to score big goals for Unitego. Did last year and has this year as well, and they need her to because these MAC games have been so tight. These one-goal games are a big possibility every night out. Here's Harley Bertzel on the far side. Can't get around her defender for Unitego. Goes back to Madison Bertzel, but now taken back here by Sydney as they'll look to work it in again. Sydney has had some really nice runs that just have not developed when they got in deep. About 16 minutes to go here in this first half. Unitego still leading 1-0. And looks like the Spartans will have a clear. We're going to step away for 60 seconds. MAC Girls Soccer tonight live in Unitego under the lights. Unitego Girls leading Sydney 1-0. We'll be back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
The Delaware National Bank of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local sports on WCDO. DNBD is the 25th oldest bank in the nation, providing over 175 years of service to Delaware County and beyond. DNBD meets all your financial needs. Check out our internet banking services at dnbd.bank. DNBD, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, WCDO.
Welcome back. 15 minutes to go in the first half, and the Unitego girls here at home in a key MAC division game have a 1-0 lead over visiting Sydney. Always a great time when this Route 7 rivalry goes on. Unitego in the green with the white trim, getting it in deep, going left to right. Bertzel with a nice cross here. Is anybody there? No. It floats through the defense, and Sydney, they're in the white with the maroon trim here tonight, and the maroon shorts looking to clear up the right wing side as they go right to left. Unitego desperately trying to keep it in. They go to Bailey McCoy. McCoy Right wing side, gets into the box, fires the shot, but it's knocked away. Second chance, she was on the line, out of bounds, and we'll have a goal kick coming. So again, Nate Lull, Greg Bonskowski with you here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Goal kick here for Sydney. They misplay it out of bounds. It's going to be another throw-in for Unitigo. And Greg, it feels like right now Unitigo might have a slight edge in the momentum department.
Yeah, they seem to be controlling the ball a little better here in the second part of the second or first half. But that seemed to be the case when Unitigo scored. So Sydney just needs to get a quick change and then get that ball out in space to some of their offensive players. And look what we have here.
Sydney with a good clear. And they can use that speed, the front line of Sydney. If you follow Sydney track, a lot of these athletes do very well in the springtime on the track. If they can get them into space, I agree, they're going to have a good chance. And it's worked out a few times tonight. Just the Unitigo goalie has made the saves.
And you also have to give credit to some of the Unitigo defenders. Madison Birdsell there, it looked like Sydney was going to have a chance, and she ran it down and made a nice clear. That's about the second or third time she's done that tonight.
Ball to midfield, tapped out of the air, and Sydney will run on with Neubert. Neubert with a nifty move, gets it to Miley near midfield again, and we're going to have a chance to run on. She goes opposite corner to the left wing side, and Sydney will run on to it here. This will be Zoe Sullivan. Sullivan directly in front of the Unitigo bench to our left, lost control, and Unitigo for now is able to punch it out of bounds to get some breathing room. Good play back there by the Unitigo defense and Riley Himes. 12.5 minutes to go here in this first half. As the sun has pretty much set here and we are under the lights at the U. Good booming kick here for Sydney. Played deep into the box and it's going to go in over the head of the goalie. And Sydney scores from about 45 yards out. A heck of a goal there from Zoe Sullivan. It took the right bounce and just popped up over her head. That was tough to judge, and it's a 1-1 game.
Yeah, when she first kicked it, I thought, oh, she just sent it right on goal, but that's too far out. The goalie's going to have that. But it just kind of kept carrying, and then it had the, like you said, the perfect bounce. It was at the right height where the goalkeeper just couldn't get it, right over her outstretched hands on her jump and in the back of the net.
Wow, so a great goal there from Zoe Sullivan. That was one of the best goals I've seen this year. Just the farthest out, it took the right bounce and went right into the upper corner. It's strange because in a boys' game, most of the boys are going to be able to scoop that up with you know, smaller keepers sometimes. In the girls' game, you see those shots go in from time to time.
And also with the ball that far out, as a goalkeeper, you're not expecting the ball to be you know, shot directly at you from 40-some yards out. So when you see it coming, I think you have a tendency to quickly take a couple steps back, and I think you might lose your balance a little bit so you can't get up as high.
So a 1-1 ball game now between Sydney and Unitigo under the lights here in this Big Mac matchup. Unitigo goal was from Avery James, and now the Sydney goal was from Zoe Sullivan. Well done. So a 1-1 contest, wouldn't expect anything different here. And in just a little bit, we'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report coming up. We'll break things down. And we do have an out-of-town score update that Unadilla Valley girls are leading BG 1-0. That game's under the lights down in Bainbridge tonight. And will be a very important game in the other division for the MAC. As we're getting to that time of the year where we'll see who's going to make it to Soccer Saturday. So we'll try to keep an eye on that UV and BG game. Unadilla Valley leading there 1-0. And a 1-1 game here between Unitigo and Sydney. As we hit just about 10.5 minutes to go in this first half. Sydney with the ball, a long play as they go from the left wing to the right wing, and they'll run onto it here with Addison Benedict. Benedict has been really key for Sydney the last couple of games, scoring some big goals. Lost control of it here, and Unitigo will clear.
Now, earlier you mentioned momentum, so Sydney clearly has the momentum now by scoring that goal to get the equalizer. Now it's really important. A lot of times you'll hear soccer coaches say, you know, next goal, give me 5 good minutes or 10 good minutes. So we got about 10 minutes left here in the first half. Who can take control of the momentum before we get to halftime?
Yeah, 1-1 game. Unitigo scored first with Avery James off that nice cross from Harley Birdsell. And then just about 2 or 3 minutes ago, Zoe Sullivan from, I mean, what would you say, 40, 45 yards out?
I would say probably 40, 45, yeah. because, I mean, she wasn't near, wasn't right at the midfield line. You know, you got the football lines on the field as well, but she was awful close to it.
And it took the right bounce and popped up over the goalie's head and into the upper corner of the net. So a 1-1 contest here, in case you're just joining us, between the Unitigo girls and Sydney at Unitigo High School. And the Spartans will look to get it in with Avery James, who had the goal earlier. Centering pass now for Unitigo. They'll reverse it to the left wing side, trying to get Harley Bertzel into the left corner now. That's where she had the pass from earlier. Cuts it back. Top of the 18. Curls it in. Bouncing ball. McCoy couldn't get there before Paige Dupnowski, the Sydney goalie, is able to grab it.
Good play all around, though. Nice cross. Good crash by Unitigo. Nice save by the Sydney keeper.
So this ball off the punt from Dupnowski comes up to midfield and somehow gets to Bailey McCoy. Lays a pass out to the near side, and Unitigo will run onto it there. Going for that right-wing corner. Both teams wrestling and scrambling for it there, and Sydney plays it out of bounds. Adriana Tanner getting back, just trying to buy some time for the rest of the defense to join her. And so the ball went out of play, went up over the fence, and there's no ball right now to play with. So they're going to try to get her one from behind the goal. There we go. So 8.5 to go here in this first quarter. We do finally have a ball. They'll throw it in and get back underway. Centering pass here for Unitigo. Avery James, corner of the box on the right side, lost control, and it's knocked out of bounds. Unitigo with another throw-in. They'll try to go right back to James. Good shield there. Gets it through to McCoy. Still on the right-wing side as Unitigo goes left to right. Centering pass again for the Spartans. That ball's dangerously loose in the box, and finally Sydney trying to clear, but Bertzel keeps it in. Then she launches one, but through the football goalposts.
That's worth three, right?
Yes, that's worth three, and everybody threw their hands up, too. They might need her on the eight-man football team here. We'll take one last break here in the first half with about 7.5 minutes to go in this first half. 1-1 game, Sydney girls and Unitigo. Max Soccer tonight on WCDO. Stay tuned.
Where you bank matters, and Visions Federal Credit Union is proof. When you join the Visions family, you fuel a mission of community service that builds a better place to live, work, and play for all of us. What do you get in return? The strength of a $5.6 billion credit union that has your back and exists to support your financial well-being. Find out how Where You Bank can help you and your community today. Visit visionsfcu.org/cares. Federally insured by NCUA.
Come check out the local high school sports wall of fame at Jerry's Inn in Bainbridge with that same iconic hometown atmosphere and a diverse, delicious menu. Jerry's Inn specialties include the Bobcat Burger and a special Jerry sauce available on the Jerry Burger or the Jerry Chicken Sandwich. Also, daily specials like Taco Tuesday and Wednesday Wing Night. Jerry's Inn, 18 West Main Street in Bainbridge, is open Monday through Thursday, 11 till 9, and Friday, Saturday, 11 till 10. Follow Jerry's Inn on Facebook for more specials.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Still a 1-1 game here between Unitigo and Sydney. MAC girls soccer tonight, right here on the radio, with about 6.5 to go in this first half. As I said, a 1-1 game. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Greg Bonskowski here. Jim Tomeo is our producer back in Sydney at our WCDO Main Street studios. Good chance here for Sydney. A breakaway. They'll fire it towards the net. Abdelaziz, her shot will roll in, and it's a goal for Sydney. Got just behind the defense on that through ball, and Abdelaziz LaBoy is able to just get a toe tap on it, and it snuck around the goalie and goes in.
Yeah, and I think the Unitigo goalie got a hand on it, but she just couldn't deflect it out of the face of the goal there, and it just snuck in on the right side of the goal there.
So Sydney takes a 2-1 lead over Unitigo, and the tides have turned now.
But that's what we've been talking about the whole half here, that if they could get the ball out in space, Sydney could take advantage of their speed, and that clearly was the case there.
So a huge goal there for Sydney, as LaBoy has been their leading scorer for most of the season, adds one to her tally there. We can talk about that at the half as well. We'll take a look on natelull.com at the top scorers list and get you a couple updates for some of our goal scorers tonight, see where they rank in the area. 5.5 to go, first half, and the Sydney girls now lead 2-1 on the road here tonight at Unitigo. Sydney trying to take advantage of that speed. That's what helped them score just a minute ago.
And all three goals tonight have been like quick change momentum. Like, you know, that one, the ball was in Unitigo's end, Unitigo's end, Unitigo's end. And then all of a sudden it got to Sydney's end, and there she went and scored. And the previous two goals were very similar.
Sydney with a throw-in to the right side and a centering pass here, but this time Unitigo defense is there to scoop it up. Dixie Baglioli, the Unitigo keeper, who has played very well tonight. The two goals, you almost can't falter because they were just, they took some wicked bounces on her. Unitigo with the ball down the right wing side as they go left to right. They try a through ball that Sydney hammers out of the back on defense. And scooped up here by Miley. Running onto it, left side. Looking for a centering pass. Gets a left-footed pass to the center of the field, and Unitigo is able to clear. Sydney trying to put one right back in, and it's popped free. Miley there. Gets whistled for the handball. I thought maybe she was going to get away with it as she tried to tap that one down with 4:15 to go first half and a 2-1 lead for Sydney girls.
You know, the other thing, I know that Unitigo routinely plays on this field, but it's not their regular field. So I wonder if those bounces would have been different if they were up on, you know, their regular soccer field and if that makes a difference.
Yeah, certainly a lot goes into it. They don't play down here on this field often. Or under the lights. Big night here on senior night.
Still a lot of time left, though.
Yeah, still late first half. And with the way this game has been going, I wouldn't doubt that we're going to see a couple more momentum shifts before the night is done. Late first half, Sydney girls leading Unitigo 2-1. It was Unitigo getting on the board first with Avery James with about 26 minutes left here in the first half. And then it was back-to-back goals, 12 minutes and 6 minutes. Zoe Sullivan and then Abdeliz LaBoy for Sydney, both on real beauties. Bailey McCoy trying to answer for the Spartans. Centering pass from the right-wing side, bounces off a defender. Top of the box, Unitigo's going to have a chance, but their shot goes wide to the left here. Really no harm done there for Sydney. As that shot from Callie Ruff, just a little bit wide.
A good pressure for Unitigo there.
3 minutes to go, first half, 2-1 lead. On what was a beautiful day here for the fall. I mean, Greg, we were both at GMU earlier, and up there on the hill, I mean, the colors and the sunshine and everything, I mean, it was a beautiful day. It felt like August up there.
Yeah, but the temperature has definitely dropped.
Yeah, I always find that this time of year, when we're doing football games, is so hard because at kickoff for a night game, you might want to have a t-shirt on and shorts, and then by about halftime you're going, oh boy, I'm freezing. So it's a tough time of year to judge what to wear for spectating games.
You have to come prepared.
Sydney centering the ball to midfield here as they go right to left. Down to 2 minutes to go here in the first half. Sydney girls leading 2-1. Thanks for joining us as well online, WCDOsports.com. Glad to have you there, courtesy of SFCU. Or maybe you're listening on 92.3, our new frequency in Norwich. Glad to have you wherever you're listening. Here's Unitigo with a chance. Harley Bertzel, left side, cuts it back. A good little stop move. Another cut back, centering pass, looking for Avery James. And it went off of her leg and out of bounds. Unlucky bounce there for the Spartans.
Yeah, good footwork over there on the left side by Bertzel. But you also got to give credit to Sydney's defense. They were right there, stuck with her. I thought she was going to have an opportunity to cross it earlier, but the defender was right there and wouldn't let her do it.
Goal kick coming for Sydney. They can't get it up and out. Kept in by the Spartans. So will they have a chance with a minute 20 to go here in this first half? Looking for the equalizer, down 2-1. Ball pinballing over to Miley. She lost control of it, and Sydney will scoop it up. And a throw in down the right side. Still kept in by Unitigo. Ball back to midfield now. A key MAC division game tonight. And here is Avery James. Comes away with the ball. Top of the 18. Gets around her defender. A shot is ripped and goes to the left post. But a save there by Duke Nowski. Sliding on her knees, she's able to knock it out.
good foot skills there by James, and nice shot, and an even better save by the keeper to keep it out of there.
Yeah, she kept it low. That was a difficult shot to save, but Duknowski was there. 30 seconds to go here in the first half. We got an injured player here for Unitigo right in front of her own bench, and we'll hope that she's okay. So we'll take a quick injury timeout here with 27 seconds left in this first half. And it's Sydney girls leading Unitigo 2-1 on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla is accepting new customers. A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle, and it shouldn't take an hour to wait for your prescription. That's why so many people in the Tri-Town area have already switched to Brown's Pharmacy. This is Patrice, and I'm proud to say that our knowledgeable staff is efficient, helpful, and patient-friendly. You're not just another insurance card to us. We are happy to consult with you and answer your questions. So make the switch to Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. For more information, call us at 369-2131.
Barnard's Hometown Hardware in Bainbridge has got you covered for fall. Leaf bags and rakes for the yard, stovepipe, furnace filters, and supplies for the wood stove. Heat tape, window plastics, and water pipe insulation for those cold winter days. And they stock RV supplies, including power adapters, black water holding tanks, RV antifreeze, awning cleaner, and more. Lean & Tree greeting cards and nails or screws by the pound, too. It's all at Barnard's Hometown Hardware, 12 North Main Street in downtown Bainbridge. Everything you need for your home. Close to home.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout the season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition and enthusiastically supports all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back, everybody. Nate Lull and Greg Bonskowski with you here late in the first half. It is the Sydney girls leading Unitigo 2-1 high school soccer tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We still have an injured player down on the field, so we'll keep it right here for the moment as both teams have gone back to their benches, and we are just seeing what we want to do here for this injury timeout. Injured player on the field appearing to be okay. We didn't see exactly what happened, but we'll definitely keep you posted on that with 27 seconds left here in this first half. So beautiful night here for high school soccer. Always a great time when Unitigo and Sydney get together, and we'll hope our injured player is okay here.
Yeah, it looks like, I mean, you can't speculate from up here, but it looks like she might be okay. I don't know if it's cramping or just a little bit of exhaustion with it being so hot, but she doesn't seem to be dealing with ankles or knees, so looks like she's getting up, so
yeah,
that's a good sign.
Helping her here, and a couple of games that were reported into me earlier, as she gets a nice round of applause here, said that they were doing the water breaks today, which
yeah.
is, you know, something you maybe see in August, not October. But appears to be okay. She's got a smile on her face here, so that's good.
Well, NISFA does a good job. They have a heat index chart, and you go with what the temperature feels like. And depending upon what the temperature is outside and what the feel-like temperature is, you're required at certain times to take water breaks. So like you said, it's something that you usually would see the beginning of the fall sports season, like in late August, early September, when you have those days where it's, you know, high 90s and, you know, the humidity is there and, you know, just the air feels really thick. I know we had some games earlier this year at GMU where we took, you know, every 10 minutes we took a water break in a half. So,
injured player was Riley Himes. She has some ice on the back of her neck, but is talking to her teammates and appears to be okay. Just one of those situations, this is my take on it, where everyone's being extra careful. Love to see that, and we'll hope that she's all right down there. So 27 seconds to go here in this first half, and we'll play it out with a Sydney throw-in. We'll get back underway. And Unitigo trying to clear. I think they'd like to just get into the half here and regroup a little bit. So we're down to 10 seconds now. Ahead for Bailey McCoy. McCoy trying to play it through, but lost control of it here. And Sydney, with 5 seconds, gets it back to midfield. Both teams wrestling for it there, but that'll do it. First half in the books. And our score, Sydney 2, Unitigo 1. Girls Mac soccer tonight under the lights here at the U. For Greg Bonskowski, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back with the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report coming up on WCBO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.